Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, broadcasting again live from East SETI, Paranormal UFO Central. We've had some amazing experiences here in the past few weeks, just incredible contacts and information coming in. And tonight we were doing a sky watch. Unfortunately, it's, I don't even know how cold it is. It's probably like 15 or 20 degrees at the most right now, and the temperature's dropping. So we saw a few high flyers and then came in. We were only out there a few minutes. But we're going to go back out again, and you know, after the show, and see what flies over. Tonight's guest is, again, we're welcoming back Renato Longato, and the reason was we had so many people sending me emails and calling saying, "Hey, you guys just got started, and you didn't really get into, you know, what's really going on." So hopefully tonight we can carry this further and go a little deeper into the subject, you know, concerning the contacts and the experiences that are happening in Costa Rica right now, and also Peru as well. So, Renato, are you with us?
James, I'm here, and thanks again for the invitation. And I'm going to give my best tonight for all the listeners of your well-known radio show.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. I mean, I already feel like your brother after just talking to you on one show. And I know we're having very similar experiences, and it's very important that we unite with other countries and you know, with these ongoing contacts and kind of share, you know, what we're experiencing.
You're right. That is the main idea, to share, to spread the message, to raise common sense, and, of course, a shift of consciousness as a result of the interaction with extraterrestrial intelligence.
Now, what I tell people, a lot of people will come up here every once in a while and they'll say, "Okay, prove it to me," and they're very skeptical and very left brain and demanding. And when we get people like that, a lot of times it really screws it up for the other people that are here. But people that do rise to the occasion, that have pure intent, an open mind, and a loving heart, are very seldom, almost never disappointed when they come here. They do see the ships and they feel the energy, and there's an incredible energy exchange. And I imagine you're probably experiencing the same thing.
Yeah, my last collective UFO interaction, as I mentioned it on the previous show, was on December last year while I was in Costa Rica. We were expecting a presence, an extraterrestrial presence through the UFOs. So a week before, in San Jose, Costa Rica, which is the capital of Costa Rica. I'm Peruvian, by the way, living here 16 years in Georgia, in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And me and my two friends, Alexis Estua and Richard Sandy, decided to do a meditation and ask respectfully for their presence if they were behind a bunch of synchronicities, messages, dreams, like, you know, subliminal messages telling us that we have to take the next step. And the next step is to transcend the UFO phenomena. Mm-hmm. So we went to Volcano Irazu one specific day, and as soon as we arrived, 15 minutes later, the UFO appeared. And we couldn't believe it. Even though when we came down after more than 35 minutes recording UFO activity, we couldn't believe it because it was just so simple. So we have to look again at our video cameras and find out again that we have this tremendous experience. And the very next day, because we finished around 2 o'clock in the morning, the very next day, the people who knew that we were going to have a talking with extraterrestrials or having this kind of experience, and some of them were just, you know, incredulous or skepticals, when they saw the videos, they couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. Because it is so rooted into our belief system that we are alone, that we are the best ones, and there's nobody else in the cosmos, which is completely, completely absurd.
And, you know, that is a real scary thought, to think that we are the best, you know, God has to offer in this cosmos. I mean, it's a pretty small God or a pretty sorry universe if that's the case.
Well, yeah, so, you know, I think that life expands and we are co-creators, and as we evolve, the whole creation evolves as well, because everything is interconnected, everything is integral, And indeed, our experiences, I mean, you know that. While you are experiencing, again, life there and watching the UFOs moving here and there, you have an insight. There is a spectrum of energy around the witnesses or the experiencers. There is, even though there are also signals, psychic messages in that moment, we were 2,300 meters above sea level, something like 4,000 feet or 5,000 feet above sea level in this volcano, and suddenly it was very cold. Suddenly, everything started to warm up. I have to take off my jacket, my friends as well. And then we realized that we were into this magnetic field. Even though the UFOs are in a distance, they control the whole environment. Uh-huh. They know when we get nervous or overreacting, they just vanish. And they appear or come back after we regain control of ourselves. So it's also a test how we handle the experience.
Yeah, I think that is so important that people gather together as you're doing and do the spiritual work and initiate the contact and really get our consciousness in order, because if they do sense that element of fear, they keep their distance. They'll scan the group and decide, you know, whether or not they're going to make an appearance or not.
That's right. And what happened recently and right now is just news in all the world about this video clip. Looks like a Billy Mayer spaceship, recorded in Costa Rica recently, on the 22nd of November. A very humble carpenter, while working outside of a house in the top of the hill in the rainforest of Costa Rica, was able to record it with his cell phone. I think like 20 seconds, 25 seconds, very close, very knitted image of a UFO, and then flipping and then moving away. And right now, it was sent to different ufologists to find out if this is a hoax or not. It is not. This young man, his name is Marvin Vadilla, 35, 34 years old, very honest, outspoken, and sincere, has been in front of the news, in front of the TV cameras, newspapers, telling his story again and again and again. And this person doesn't have a computer at home and, of course, doesn't have the knowledge or the time to be involved in the Internet or to somehow manipulate sophisticated software to create a hoax. So the phenomena, it's real. And it's a social-cultural revolution that is coming to our reality, and it's merging and melting into our reality, and at the same time, it's giving the opportunity to find out, to review our concepts and belief system. And the mission that you are doing, because I think it's a mission, you're engaged, that's the meaning of mission, and in this message, is to let the people think, meditate, not to convince them that we are not alone and they are here, and they're going to bring a tremendous change and review of our concepts, paradigms, and belief systems if we find out that we are not alone.
You know, I've noticed that what's happening now is that, you know, a lot of scientists, major, you know, PhD people in all walks of science are starting to come forward, and so some of the media is letting this happen. The Larry King show with all the top, FAA people and military people and, you know, alphabet agency people and even the governor, you know, of Arizona came out and said, look, these are real. We experienced these ships. They're not from here. And it's been going on for a long time. And then they had the press club gathering where they brought in a whole host of people. And this is all hitting the airwaves right now, you know, which is way past its time. But what I find interesting is that, you know, a UFO pops up there in Costa Rica. The news is all over it. They're showing it all over the news.
That's showing
the footage, interviewing the guy, everything else. If that happened here, you'd get no coverage whatsoever.
That's what we're talking with some friends this afternoon. Mm-hmm. We have a group here that is working towards, you know, integrate people that are involved in the UFO phenomena, seriously, genuinely involved in the UFO phenomena. And we're talking about maybe is Britney Spears who have to witness a UFO, and everybody will follow.
Yeah.
You know, because if you talk, or someone else talk, or a taxi driver, or policeman, or whatever, just a single Joe Smith, nobody will be listening, or just will have a coverage of 3 minutes, and that's it.
You know, that's happened here a lot, because the tribal police and a lot of people on the reservation here, on the Yakima Reservation, nobody would take them serious and listen to them. They go, oh, those are a bunch of drunk Indians, you know, and things like that, and would just blow it away. And I went up and I talked to these people and I interviewed them and I got their statements. And these are trained officers, you know, they're observing, you know, six trained officers at a time, observing these incredible ships, you know, coming in very fast, moving up over the treetops and flying over their vehicles. And it's just overwhelming. The evidence is there, and they're so happy that I'm doing this kind of work. It's they're very excited about it, and they're very cooperative, and they're saying, now somebody will probably take us seriously.
That's one of the things. I think when someone is open-minded and don't get involved in too much concepts or philosophical mm-hmm. ideas or some kind of ideology or rigid way of thinking, you are more able, more prone to have this kind of extraordinary experience.
Yeah.
So I think that the more idea you have, the less you're going to have this kind of experience. If you go with an open heart, open mind, they will show up.
Uh-huh.
At the very end, it's very simple.
It, you know, it really is. You know, that there's an old saying, you have to become like a child before you enter the kingdom of heaven. And these beings are coming from the heavens, you know. So if we don't get simple and get back to basics and get that pure intent going and that open mind and loving heart that you're talking about, they really don't want to deal with us.
That's right. They one thing for sure, they don't waste their time.
Mm-hmm.
And other thing for sure, they are not in any communion with any religion, established religion or political party or whatever. They're just here as a cosmic anthropologist. Finding out how we behave and how we are destroying ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that they have a hidden agenda, but they are behind a big, big plan, because if you notice that it was in the mid-70s when there was this big contactees experience at Billy Mayer,
yes, yes.
Clover Long, Rael, there in South America, and Enrique Castillo Rincon from Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
All of them happened between 1972 to 1975, exactly the very same time that King Faisal of Saudi Arabia declared the oil embargo to the Western societies, and everything changed since then. So it was the timing was perfect for them to show up and to deliver this message. But the rest is our problem. What we're up to do, that's up to us. So in that time, the mid-70s, the geopolitical situation changed completely. And the one further step to make it more radical change and that affecting us right now is when the former Soviet Union collapsed as an empire in 1990, and which is the very same time when appears the first UFO wave in Mexico, according to the Mayan calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the next, and the very, very first 10 years of this new millennium as a period of time completely that have to do with the change of our international superstructure, which is the economy, the hydrocarbon resources, which is oil,
mm-hmm.
The volatile situation in the Middle East, and the social unrest and turmoil that we're looking every day on the TV. So in the moment of crisis, when everything is shaking and everything is changing and the history is transforming and giving up the opportunity of, someone said very wisely, painful endings, hopeful beginnings,
mm-hmm.
a cycle exactly of in the time of our history as a race, there again, the ETs are showing themselves in a very subtle way, you know, trying to break the collective consciousness through the media to the digital cameras, people like you doing your mission. So in that way, they are reorienting and educating the masses that there is a reality bigger than we never imagined. At the same time, with a tremendous opportunity to change the future and to have a more dignified future for ourselves and for our future generations.
You know, I've noticed, according to Filer's Files and some of the other UFO reporting centers, that these UFOs right now in the United States are showing up in every state. It's just amazing how many are seen. In our area in Washington State, they're just all over the board here, going up and down the gorge, the Columbia River Gorge, and they actually have bases within some of these big mountains here. But, you know, people are seeing them everywhere right now, and not just in the United States, globally. We've got, you know, Russia released their files, United Kingdom's releasing theirs, the yes. French released their, you know, they did the Comita report, and, you know, all around, you know, South America and Brazil has released their files, Mexico. So basically, you know, every once in a while I come across somebody who says, I don't believe in any of this stuff, and I said, have you done any research whatsoever? And they said, yes. And I said, well, you couldn't have, because if you did any research whatsoever into this, you'd realize that all these other nations, all these other countries, and all these top generals and, you know, defense, Paul Hellyer, the Canadian defense minister, actually came forward and
That's right.
started talking about it. So, you know, all these top officials are coming out and saying, hey, they've been coming and going for a long time, and, you know, it's time to wake up and smell the coffee. So I always tell people, you know, look, there's one of three things going on. One is you haven't done any research. Two is you have a total agenda and you're part of the disinformation program. Or three, you're just really ignorant and you want to stay there. You don't want to go outside your box. But the phenomenon is there. It's real for any reasonable mind. And if you want to go and investigate it and have your own experience, and again, as you're saying, go there with an open mind and loving heart, you're going to have your own experience.
Well, it's true. It's true, because if you don't challenge what you believe, if you don't challenge sometimes the way you have been educated, just to keep yourself in a rigid, in the box, not out of the box, a way of thinking, you won't risk anything. You are in your comfort zone, and for you is this reality, which is very depressing, by the way, which is very depressing, that we are isolating ourselves, cosmic isolating, nationally isolating, ethnically isolating, creating a big gap with have and have nots in the financial world, and creating more fear, and creating more and believing that there is evil everywhere instead of ignorance. So there you go. What is your future? Mm-hmm. Is a very gray and dark future for all of us. So instead of being open-minded, research, as you said, look around, find out, gathering information, sending emails to other people that have the same kind of experience, and sharing. And you know what, James, is forging relationships and creating networks of people of the same way of thinking, and you'll see there is a common unity, a community of people that can really introduce big changes in society. And I think that the extraterrestrial presence is a cultural revolution. And I say cultural because it also includes the spiritual level of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because we are going to find out that there is a whole new reality. And this opportunity is given to us if you are bold enough to take the next step.
Mm-hmm. Now, this man in Costa Rica that got this amazing footage, I saw that footage. Now, is that on your website or?
Not right now, but if someone sends me an email, or, you know, I'm glad to send them the video clip uncut. Not right now, because at the very beginning, I received that video clip that I sent you, and with another email saying you don't distribute it any, don't distribute to anybody else, because they are doing the testing on the main TV station of Costa Rica.
Uh-huh.
Contact Ana Luisa Cid from Mexico. to do the testing, Alexis Astua and Richard Sandy and Oscar Sierra, to find out if it was a hoax or not before sending to the going public. Then the very next day, they sent me the whole video clip with the interview to this carpenter. It was just crazy, unbelievable, the response of the people. And this guy becomes an overnight famous person. So I mean, I'm planning to do that next week, to download it into my computer with, you know, the in the English section, explaining all the details of this amazing, spectacular video clip. And it's also very interesting. One thing which is very interesting in Costa Rica, there's always UFO waves on the first 2 weeks of December and the first 2 weeks of January. What is the main reason? I don't know. But it's, it's a pattern.
You know, I've noticed here, too, is that they tell us every time that watch November. And for some reason, the month of November, just everything comes up. And there's all kinds of social, political changes, economic changes. It's intense. And also a lot of UFO things are going on. And that's when all of this stuff broke loose. And planted all the seeds, and it went out there. And I think December people are going to integrate it and kind of do their inner work. A lot of people take a lot of downtime and creativity time. So, you know, in December, and that might be why. I believe we have a caller. Do you want to take a caller?
Sure, no problem.
Sure. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, you do.
Hello. What's your name?
Hello. My name is Haya.
Well, welcome
to the show. And I come from Victoria, British Columbia.
Great. Did you
have
some questions?
I don't know if I have sent some orb pictures, but I also believe that these orbs that I have been taking picture of, I believe that they are part of the UFO phenomena.
You know, they definitely are, because one time I went out into the field and the Pleiadians were telling me that they were going to come that night. And I walked out there and there was nothing, and I felt their energy very strongly. And so I took a picture, and there's five of these beautiful bluish-purple orbs that I didn't see with my eyes, but the camera picked them up. And I said, was that you? And they said yes. And these are some that are coming from a very high dimension. And
what
that's
would
my
be
experience.
The bright, bright orange ones?
Yeah, they're not coming in. They're coming in from a much higher dimension than just the physical ships. They're more like ultra-dimensional beings.
Because it's getting to the point, at this point in time, is I can be a dead sleep at night, absolutely dead sleep, and all of a sudden I get woken up.
Mm-hmm.
And for some unknown reason, it's prompted me to go to the window and start taking pictures, which I've been doing. Now, I don't know if you received the DVDs I sent to you, James?
I have. I haven't had a chance to see them yet, but they're sitting on my desk right now, actually.
Okay. Well, I put a lot in there. There's probably about a 900, maybe a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, but there's some are small, some are large, some are ectoplasm, some are I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
Some are very large, and I've taken some more recent ones, but I definitely know that they're intelligent. And I definitely believe, and I don't know why, but I have a sense. The reason why I'm being prompted to take the pictures is there's a reason. There's a pattern. I think they're trying to communicate this. And I keep on getting this feeling to send them to you because I think there's a pattern. They're trying to communicate something. I don't know what it is, but it's something.
Well, let's ask Renato. Do you have the orbs to go along with the contacts as well?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I have a friend here in Atlanta. Her name is Judy Court. And where we were together to UFO Skywatch 2 years ago in May, the northern coast of Peru. Since then, she was able to capture on her camera all kind of orbs, a rhomboid pattern, triangular. Some of them looked like a pineapple, really so brilliant, with some sort of cells inside and, you know, like an energy field around them, like cells. All those are very brilliant, you know, like glowing spheres, orbs, really. So besides that, there is a bunch of multi-level manifestations while there is a contact visual or other kind of encounter with extraterrestrial manifestations. So one of them is the orbs, and that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yes,
they...
because I've always sensed, because I've done UFO research over in Victoria, I'm probably the only active researcher on the island right now, but this seems to be a hot spot. It seems to be a corridor for some reason.
It definitely is there.
In the past few years, we've had a fair bit of sightings around from December probably to February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of video from ships in the sky from your area there, and especially Vancouver area, the island.
Yes.
There's just all kinds of footage that is coming in from that area, and I believe it's in... is it Montreal? It is Montreal that has that.
Well, Montreal's the East Coast.
Yeah, it has the big dome there.
Yes.
That giant dome. There's a guy that lives there that's taken incredible footage, and he's sending it to me of these, disc-shaped objects and spheres and ships that are pure energy as well in that area.
Well, I just took one the other night, and it's a massive, it's almost like a purpley-gray. But it looks like a beam of light is coming down into it.
Mm-hmm.
I will send it to you.
Yeah, I've always felt from my own experiences that we can project outside of our body. And I actually have a photograph on my site where I'm doing it. And I'm speaking with Standing Elk, who's the Lakota chief. And you can see this huge ball of light coming out of my chest. It's halfway out of my chest. And these other beings can do that at will. They can project outside of their body as a light sphere and go check things out and contact people and send information or receive information. And they have that capability. The more spiritual you become, the more that's kind of a common occurrence. And it's just it's an extension of themselves, you might say.
What are the pure white ones? I mean, they're just pure, pure white.
Those... I'd have to see it, but I've always felt those are just beings, you know. The real bright, colorful ones, I think,
yep.
are more advanced. They're more advanced beings.
Okay. Do you have an MSN Messenger that I can do a share file with you?
I don't, actually. We're kind of limited up here. But,
I will send a few select pictures to you, probably time because they take up a lot of room.
Yeah.
But I'll send one or two right now off to you. Daylight, broad daylight.
Okay.
They're huge.
Great. I'll forward those to Renato, and he can take a look at them, too, and see what he thinks.
Okay. I'll send it right now to you.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Nice call.
Nice speaking with you both.
I think that's why this is so important for us both to be on the air here and kind of share the messages and the phenomenon together, because it's the same phenomenon is happening, you know, in Peru, in Costa Rica, everywhere, and the orbs and the ships, and it all comes together.
Yeah, that's right. I was in May in Peru, taking people to Cusco and Nazca, and while I was there just waiting for this group to do kind of research and expedition over there, I gave a lecture, and 2 days later there was this UFO wave in the main city of Lima, the capital, 6 million inhabitants, and it was seen by thousands of people. It was on the TV 24/7, and then there was another massive UFO wave in the first week of August, and it was seen downtown Lima, close to the government palace, to the main cathedral. Thousands of people saw that, while there was professional TV crew filming a local singer that she was doing a rehearsal there. She needed to stop singing because the UFOs were flying. Thousands of UFOs were flying on the skies at noon, in a completely daylight.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that very well documented case. You have this in Costa Rica, then you have in Brazil, then you have in Panama. Even though they have seen UFOs while Chavez from Venezuela I was giving a speech. There was a UFO behind him. So I don't know what it means. I think they're curious what's going on with some social movements or whatever, and trying to find out, you know, what's going on here down on Earth. But definitely, I think that if we create a network, if we forge a deeper relationship, and if we get together, we can make really a big change in the United States, and they will start to show up more and more and more until the media will accept the thousands of photographs and the video cameras from just common people that are able to record them. So I think that that will be really a good opportunity to create an interest, a natural curiosity about this presence among us.
Yeah, definitely. I agree 100%. I've seen here, and we have, I've lost track of how much footage we have here, and I did get ABC and Fox News to come out, and they did air it, and it was very positive. But it got sat on right after that, right after it came out. It looks like we have another caller. Are you with us?
Yes. Hi, James.
Hi.
My name is Teresa. I met you up at Nochesta this summer.
Hello, Teresa. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. I was just listening to your broadcast tonight, and I did see the footage that your guest had on his website, and it was just a couple weeks ago. I'm in Illinois with my mom, and I came out in the evening, and I saw, you know, a big bright light, like was in his video, and it morphed into something else, and then it flew off, you know, and then it started, it morphed. And I was just wondering if you've heard of that before.
Definitely I have, and I'm sure Renato. Have you heard of that, Renato, as well?
Yeah. Can Teresa, can you repeat that last sentence, please?
Well, when we were coming out, it was around 5:30 in the evening, and we saw a bright light, and we thought it was a star, so we went to the end of the street. It was over a cornfield in Illinois.
Okay.
And it just kept getting brighter, and it pulsed for a few moments, and then we just kept looking at it because it was obvious it was very low over the houses and that it was not a star. And as we watched it, it morphed into a different ship sort of looking thing, and it almost looked more like an airplane or a triangular, and then there was a red light that was flashing on and off more at the bottom of it.
Well, that seems to be a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm familiar with some kind of sightings as well. They change somehow the vibration, and it changed the color. When they are full speed, somehow, let's say these words, it's a glowing, very brilliant light. When they slow down, you can see the colors. You know, from the bottom side, I'm a red, yellowish, orange. So there's the typical UFO flying around, hovering over a place, over a city. You know, and that's what, you know, first thing, we don't believe what we've seen. Even though I have seen several times UFOs, it's always amazed me.
It was amazing to see it so close, and my mother doesn't know anything about this. You know, she's a Bible Belt person, and she saw it, and she couldn't explain it. You know, it's just like she was in awe of it. And that's the first time I've been with someone who actually saw it with me. You know, like there was a witness to it.
Well, you know, there's a reason you saw that. Now, this is Teresa that was at John's place. Were you at John's place, or do you have the...
I met you with the presence. You were at the conference, and I met you when you were giving a lecture at the conference.
Okay, I was trying to remember because I meet so many people. As soon as I see a face, it's it all comes right back to me.
Right.
The what it is that usually if you see them, there's a reason, and you're usually connected to them. And just being involved in this field and being curious about it usually means that you have a path or some connection, like a Pleiadian connection or something of that nature. And also, too, is that I have footage of these ships coming in, and they're golden discs and they morph into a giant pillar of light, and then it turns into an arrowhead, and then it turns into a hand in the sky.
Wow.
And then it goes back to a disc again. And so when you look in history, you talk about the pillar clouds, you know, that were a fire by night, and the arrowheads were the signs in the skies that, you know, a lot of Native Americans followed. And the hand held in exactly the way this ship morphed into this hand is the Hebrew sign for God. And so these ships are showing us that, look, we've been around a long time. We've been guiding you. We've been, you know, overseeing things. And that's what I got from that message, and that they're also eclectic. They're not here to support any one religion or belief. They're just here to serve and help us.
Well, Theresa, if you genuinely are interested in this phenomena, there's going to be a moment when you're going to transcend it, when you just, you know, after being witness of more UFO sightings, you're going to ask for confirmation, you're going to ask for what's behind all this presence, and they will give you a message through dreams, automatic writings, whatever they decide. Once you make contact with them, you know, it's going to become part of your life, if you want, of course, because God's will is free will. And
it seems like I've seen them in so many different places. I did see them in Shasta, but they've always been far away, and they actually did loops in the sky, and they would wake me up in the middle of the night, and it was like they were playing, and they were very happy I was there. It seemed very joyous to be back on the mountain again, because I was staying in a retreat center that was on the mountain, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They were very present.
You know, I can hear it in your voice when I hear people and talk to people, and especially when I meet people, I get a download on their connections and who they're connected to, and you definitely have connections with these beings. I would definitely look into that and meditate on it and see what they have for you, or see if you have some kind of a mission that might be connected to them on a soul level.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking actually right now. When I was in Malibu, I would actually see myself looking out a window and looking down and seeing the beach line and the homes and things. But I wouldn't see where I was, and I wouldn't really have information. But I did start connecting and hearing the dolphins speaking and giving me messages during that time.
It's all interconnected. I went down to Santa Cruz, and I did a live broadcast from my cell phone on the beach with one of the radio shows I was doing. It was Dr. Meg's show. And this dolphin just comes up out of the water and sits there and stares at me right in the eye. And it was amazing. I got this incredible energy from this, like an exchange. And they're very advanced beings. And the dolphins have very advanced spirits, and it seems to all be connected, that the dolphins, the ETs, and the humans that are awakening, it's all interconnected. And I think that's what's happening. You're getting all the bits and pieces and probably getting ready to put it all together.
Yeah, I think, James, they're looking for people that are willing to take the risk, that are willing to go outside, have a sky watch. Even if the first night nothing happens, the second night nothing happens, if you persist, I think they will show up. They test your will, they test your capabilities, and then they test you, what are you going to do with the experience? Are you going to manipulate the information? Are you going to create a story, fantastic story around it to call attention on yourself? I'm going to start a group and become a guru and manipulate people's consciousness? Or are you going to really give information and to try and to spread the message, and this is a new reality which is among us? So I will tell Theresa to continually, with faith, with love, with open heart, open mind, go outside and think, really express your inner feelings and to a higher cosmic consciousness, to God, and said, you know, I would like a proof that they are real, and I would like for them to show up. Try it that way. It's a very simple formula, but you have to be genuinely, positively, and they will show up. Try a couple of times. if you have a contact with them, they will show up. They will give you the opportunity to say, hey, we're here. Now, what are you going to do?
I had an experience. I was at the STAR Conference of the Native Americans in Colorado at Estes Park.
Mm-hmm.
And I was coming down the mountain. It was late at night, and the Native Americans were sharing their connection with the ETs over the years and explaining that, giving up some of their secrets. This was several years ago. And everyone was saying they were seeing them, and I wasn't seeing them, and I was going down the mountain late at night. And in a forest, I looked over, I saw a big blue ball of light. And I was like, what is that? Because it's very dark in the forest at, you know, that time. And I stopped to look at this light, which was following me. It was moving as fast as the car was moving. And when I stopped, it stopped. And when I stopped, there were like 100 elk that were coming across the road.
Wow.
And had I not stopped, I would have hit these elk, and I would have had a car accident and probably gone off the top of the mountain here. So they literally saved my life at that point, but I still don't know what that blue ball was.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it was them. You know, I'm sure it's my gut feeling is, if you want, send me an email, and I'll go in within and see if I can find out more about that. But I have a very strong feeling that you have some very strong Pleiadian connections.
Yeah, I think definitely Pleiadian as well. That's
But I can help you out there a little bit. If you send me an email, I can check in, and I can probably even get the name of who your main teacher and guide is that's trying to get in touch with you from that level.
That would be wonderful, James. I really appreciate that. It was really interesting to hear your show tonight. I did make a trip to Costa Rica several years ago and went up to the volcano, but I didn't at that time see the ETs, but I was guided to go up to the volcano, and it was active at that time as well.
That's a magnetic center, a hot spot, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the places that really help and triggers a contact with them, a visual contact with them. They show up from another dimension of whatever they came from, and that you have an opportunity to see them. And really continue with that. Continue pursuing that genuine curiosity. Continue pursuing truth, your own quest. And I'm sure your life's going to be enriched with more experiences, Teresa.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it, and it was very informative for me. I don't talk to too many people who understand these experiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is important that we do talk about this and bring this out just so other people can feel safe and that it is all right to speak about, you know, what they're experiencing. You know, I live in a very strong Baptist community here, and you know, it's a lot of logging community and things like that, and the local people here, they've seen everything from Bigfoot to the ships and things like that, but they will not talk about it. They'll come and pull me aside and go, you know, you're right, I have seen these ships and I have seen this, but don't tell anybody, and if you do, I'll say you're a liar, you know, because they don't want the rest of the community to know that they've seen these ships or had these experiences. And, you know, some of them had full-blown beams just right down on their truck and lit up their whole truck, and then it moved on, the ship moved on, and, you know, they don't know what to do with it. You know, they have to tell somebody, but they can't go to their church and talk about it, or they can't, you know, tell some of their friends, because they would have just ridiculed them and make fun of them.
Exactly, yeah, that's exactly right. So that's why I really appreciate this venue where we can do this. So, well, I'm going to let you guys go for tonight, but thank you so much for...
Oh, thanks for calling. Be sure and email me, too. I'll see what I can find out for you.
I sure will.
Thank you, Teresa, and take care.
Yes, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, that was a nice...
Yeah, that
call.
Was a nice call, and definitely she's connected with them.
Oh, you can feel it. You can definitely feel. I can hear it in her voice, and I can feel it that she has a real sweet energy, and I'm sure that's why they picked her, and they probably have something for her in the future here.
Yep. Yeah. She continue. She have this faith and a very open mind and heart. I'm sure she will have more a wonderful experience to come.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the messages that, you know, the two things that people asked me most after we did the last show was they wanted to know what were the messages from these groups and actually where were these groups from that you've connected with?
Well, yeah, I was born and raised in Lima, Peru. At 17 years old, I have these three UFO sightings.
Mm-hmm.
Months later, I have this vivid experience of a female extraterrestrial showing up on my bedroom and telling me that I have to use my mind in order to communicate with them. And 3 months later, I was studying silver mind control, the silver mind method.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was engaged with a group named Rama, Ra, Sun, Mice, Earth, for several years, and I have collective experience with them. In 1985, I have this holographic projection in front of me of an ET telling me that I should continue with the things I was doing. That means meditation, became a vegetarian, non-smoking, non-drinking, and trying to be a better human being. Later on, in 1990, I have this mystical experience, which I experienced nirvana, samadhi. I was really able to read people's mind. I was able to feel being blessed because the sun rays were on my face and the wind was blowing. It was being a miracle to be alive. I experienced that expansion of consciousness for more than 9 hours. Beautiful, really. Changed my life. And, well, in the meantime, I've seen, you know, several UFO sightings. The main information that we receive is that we have to get together in urban communities, that means groups. Second, trying to increase our consciousness, a shift of consciousness, that we're not alone in the universe, that they are like our older brothers, that we are welcome for a different societies. In outer space in order to make the next big step, which is a complete change of our political, economical infrastructure in order to become more balanced as humans and in harmony with nature.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the predictions that we receive, I mean, I said we because there were not just one person who received that, there were several people who received this information. It was like, first, it was received in 1974, and they said that the first 10 years of the new millennium, it was going to be very critical for the humanity, that Mother Earth will change violently, that will change and affect millions of human life with weather changes. Second, there will be a clash of civilization, due to the increase of corruption and social unrest and global recession like never experienced before, and the lack of hydrocarbon resources around the world. Second, it's going to be a terrorist attack like never experienced before in modern history, which have a Muslim background. And they never mentioned the city, they never mentioned the country.
Mm-hmm.
That will trigger a clash of civilizations, as of the rise of sophisticated Nazism and racism in Europe and the United States and Canada. And many people are going to be laid off. Millions of people will be laid off due to the economical changes that's going to affect soon, in the next 4 years,
mm-hmm.
Our society. And they also recommend and suggest, they never give us orders, to create rural or semi-rural urban communities in order to practice community life and also have alternative energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of a message was just a wake-up call that we need to do this. To support all this information, we have UFO sightings and ET contacts. So that gives you that background to talk with some kind of authority, let's say,
mm-hmm.
based on experience, because I haven't read it. I've lived through that. So you can tell, I can tell,
mm-hmm.
this is for real, and this is coming. At the very beginning was just predictions, James.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen in the next 20, 30 years? Okay, let's see if it's going to be true or not. But when it happens, 9/11, the very next day, I woke up and said, gosh, they were right.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to wait for the rest of the predictions to come? No way.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep the whole night.
We had a bunch of elders here during 9/11. We had a conference here called the Heart of the Heart Conference. And we were sitting around a campfire, and a lot of these people saw the vision, everything. They saw a massive attack. They saw buildings exploding, you know, screaming, everything, the night before it happened. And, I mean, and they were embracing it emotionally. It was intense. And then, I came out the next morning, and I said, hey, guys, it happened. It did come down. You know, and we've been given this almost identical, the same information that you've been given, and it completely corroborates what you've been telling us.
After the first interview, I said, well, James is in the same thing.
Yes. Because now, I think you have a caller.
You're living in a remote
on the
area,
line.
Self-sustained.
Yes.
Spread the message. You create and coordinate conferences. You have your DVD, you have your experience, you have UFO films there to say, okay, you don't believe me, at least check this video.
Mm-hmm.
Find out, research, open your mind, go ahead, you know, before you talk and say, you know, people label very easy when you talk about ETs or karma, reincarnation. No way.
Yeah.
You have to think first and to find out where intelligent creatures, if this is for real or not. So, yes, this future event in that time was already in the environment, was already in creation in an astral level.
Yes.
And then it materialized, and it just came this whole destruction of the 9/11 and the consequences right now that we have. Now we have the consequences. They want to build a wall in the border with Mexico and the United States. That's fine. And they're going to build it. Because the other thing behind the wall is the protection of the border due to natural disasters.
Uh-huh.
They know that these storms and hurricanes are getting stronger and stronger, and they're going to wipe out, you know, sooner or later, the Yucatan Peninsula, Haiti, Dominican Republic, you know, and some parts of Mexico. And those people are mainly agricultural people, farmers, that works just from the land and survive from the land. Where are they going to go?
Uh-huh.
They're going coming north. I mean, they're going to come here.
Yes.
So this is going to create a problem. And now we know that there is an internal migration in the United States. People moving from different states because there's a problem with the bubble housing market.
Uh-huh.
There is a problem with some big layoffs in different companies. They're going to start after 2008. We have a very weird situation with the economy. And we have to face that. Here in Georgia, we have a very strong water restriction right now. That's going to affect the economy of this state. And in the next 10 or 12 years, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, they're going to have a very tougher water restrictions. They cannot build more houses because there won't be enough water. We're not talking about power. We're not talking about all the kind of energy. We're talking about water, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
And just in the city that I have my business, they're going to lose more than almost $1 million because of the revenues. Because of the water restrictions, many people are going to pay less in their bills, and the revenues of the city are going to be less. So there won't be big companies coming here to Atlanta because there won't be enough water for to build a big plant or to build more high-rise buildings because there won't be water pressure. We're facing a challenging time, and people, they don't believe that. But we knew from before because of the extraterrestrials knew somehow with their higher technology and data that they've been collecting, and the cultural code of each country, how they react to different circumstances, how we're going to be in a dead-end situation. So this is just a wake-up call for that. As you said, we need a shift of consciousness and to understand that we're not alone. So the whole thing is changing. The whole picture that we have. And to say that everything is okay is denial of reality, James.
Oh, definitely. We're getting the same thing. We're getting pretty detailed information about the future. And the same thing, they're saying it's time to create communities, meditate on the places you go to, and live in harmony with the land and each other, and some protection will come as long as you stay tapped in and align yourself with the higher consciousness and energy.
That's right. I mean, people say, okay, we're going to pray and everything is going to come down from heaven. No way.
Yeah, if you're
not
praying.
That way. Or the ETs are going to come down and save me. Yeah, right. You think it's going to be that way? No, we're going towards a meritocracy,
mm-hmm.
where the status is changing, not because you have contacts in the political arena or you own a big company or whatever status that you have. It's going to be based on your merit. If you build and try to create a new reality with other people as well, you will deserve it,
mm-hmm.
because it's cause and reaction.
Yeah,
this is your reality. This is your future that mm-hmm. you are co-creating with your mind and your heart. That's what you will get. You will get.
Exactly.
So this is a turning point.
Mm-hmm.
And this turning point is that we need to get together. We need to go above and include and transcend our little differences to become and have a global consciousness. I mean, ETs have a cosmic consciousness. We're going from ethnical consciousness towards a global planetary consciousness because HIV is a global pandemic,
mm-hmm.
because SARS can become a very lethal virus and wipe out 2 billion people. Or, you know, we have big earthquakes lately everywhere in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And there were thunderstorms and floods and you name it. Things are changing right now.
We
better get together in order to resolve and give our best, because this is only one opportunity and this is only one planet.
Yeah. We have about 20 miles of I-5 underwater right now in our area. But, you know, there's no doubt about it. These earth changes are here and they're coming. We're running out of time. Can you give your website really quick? And also, I apologize to the caller who's been hanging on there. You'll have to call in next week. But we've definitely run out of time. So if you can give your website really quick, and then we have to sign off.
Okay, it's www.renatolongato.com, RenatoLongato.com, all together. You just can type in Google Renato Longato, and you'll find it about me.
Well, we'll definitely stay in touch, and I'll have you on the show again real soon. And I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing that wisdom and brotherly love.
Well, James, thank you again, and I'm sure we're going to meet soon, and we're going to be in Washington doing a Skywatch over there.
Sounds great. You're more than welcome.
Okay, bye-bye, my friend.
All right. Well, this is James Gill with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and don't forget to look up. Good night.